Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
So we have seen so many funky films out there about wicked step-parents. It's always some kind of strange comedy or whatever. And I, you know, Michelle, we need to understand how not to be the wicked step-parent. We get so many questions about this all the time, and we're so happy that Dr. Gail Gross, a nationally recognized family and child development expert, author, and educator, is here to shed some light on this really sticky issue and really share with us some rules about how to be able to negotiate that, how not to be the wicked step-parent. Dr. Gross, tell
Hi,
us about
good morning.
This.
Good morning. We've got 8 rules.
We do. Know. We have 8 rules. You know, I myself was a step-parent, and I became a step-parent when I was only 28. And I sadly learned by the school of hard knocks, so to speak, because, you know, I innocently made every possible mistake. You know, you never consider that there's an ex-mate out there who is X'd out of her life by, you know, someone else is living her life, whether they had anything to do with it or not. In my case, I didn't, but I was still living a life that that other person wanted. And then these children who have no coping skills and are split down the middle and behave regressively because they still want their parents to get back together. And so, number one, the most important thing is that you and your mate stay together, that you ally. That head on the pillow next to you must be on your side, right or wrong. And all adjustments to this rule, number one, must be made in private. Never, ever show a divided front to these children. I mean, that's very important because you're creating another family with new traditions and, in a sense, new rules to make everyone feel secure. You'll always be a step-parent. That means you'll always be a step away from parenting. But you don't have. You can have a friendship with these children if you don't try to replace their mother.
Well, right? Let's go. Get right into rule number two.
Rule number
and three,
two: don't react. Be proactive at all times.
That's hard.
This requires the parents to receive information impersonally, not to take things to heart. Realizing that children from their respective families are operating out of projected material, or it wouldn't be emotionally charged. There are all these feelings they don't know what to do with. Rule number three. This leads me into this idea of acting as an adult. You know, we all have many trees in our forest, including an adult tree. You need to find that tree. The child tree can't help you. It has no capacity. So you have to consciously take a breath when confronted by children that aren't your own children, that you have this distance from, and step into your adult.
And then stay conscious is rule four, meaning really staying with it, right?
That's right. You have to stay conscious, meaning no blocking, no wounded child behavior. Remember that child part of you is a child, and it won't be healed, and it can't help you in crisis. So this will only put you on par with children. If you're reactive, you're adversarial, you start fighting, you can't win. The child tree in your forest has no capacity to help you in times of stress.
Only which means that in rule number five, which is listen to your children empathetically, and this is apparently your personal favorite, isn't it?
Right. I created an empathic process. You can find it on my website, which is a dialogue, an approach for parents to talk to children, children to talk to children, and how to invest children in the outcome of their family scenario so that they feel a part of the consequences as well as the rewards. So this means don't ask your children how they feel. They don't really know how they feel. And don't make them defend their position. That's only emotionally beating up them and you because you're not really thinking. You're just defending.
And rather that's the other... That goes right into rule number six, which is,
yes.
You know, well, don't assume anyone's motives.
Well, first I want to say that you have to value and respect each other. That's
right.
Very
oh, yeah.
important. So in communication, it's important that when you're invested in the outcome, you have to respect one another. And that takes a safe environment. so children feel safe with you. Rule six, don't, this is my, really my personal second favorite, but it's in all relationships, don't assume anyone's motives. You know when that girlfriend is not calling you back and you think she's mad at you and she's really not, she's just busy, or that other person who didn't talk to you when you saw them at a party and they really didn't see you, don't assume, you know, that old idea, assume makes a you-know-what out of you and me. Remember that old adage, and it's important to remember that often in a case with children, they are unconscious of their motives. So you just stay hold to that adult.
Well, what's
attitude.
Perfect is rule seven, then. Do your best and
be kind
to yourself, for crying out loud.
That's right. I mean, you're in a new environment, too. You didn't, you know, these children didn't choose you, so you're imposed upon them. But actually, you didn't choose them either. They came along as baggage, and in many cases, hostile baggage. So it's important to be authentic and speak honestly. That doesn't mean to ever, ever speak against the ex-parent. But what
well, that's
does
rule
mean,
number eight.
But it
which
does
is,
mean
you know,
to be honest and correct the record. So
exactly.
Keep in mind that children are modeling your behavior and taking cues from you. And if you value yourself and establish your own boundaries, they will do the same. And that's
exactly
what helps you make a family.
And you know, again, talking poorly about the biological parents and, you know, doing attacks. Oh, come on. That doesn't help anyone. And it's horrible.
Well,
you know, very bad damage.
It causes anxiety for children. It makes them feel a loyalty bond and break. And remember, they're grieving. A central player in divorce is grief. You know, children are grieving that their parent that they see as an appendage is no longer with them and
right.
with someone else, and may have even brought other children into the mix, all of which was against their will. So when things like this get out of hand, you have to seek professional help, go for counseling, and finally the unspoken rule is, you know, this idea to never speak against the biological parent, but to keep honestly and authentically a correct record, meaning to correct the rules. So if somebody, it correct the record. So if somebody, the ex-spouse is saying, oh, all the child support money is being used on your mother's makeup, you sit
right.
down and say, no, I'm not using child support on my makeup. I'm buying food and paying rent and automobile and nursery. So you have to correct the record. The parent that doesn't loses. And that's the thing to remember. That
right. And, you know, the other thing that's really amazing here is I didn't realize this statistic, but 65% of remarriages, 65% involve children from the prior marriage. And therefore, you've got that, oh boy, here goes that word, blended family thing again.
Right.
And, man, you could really see the scope of the problem. You know?
Well, and the number one reason for second family divorces, the main reason is children.
That's right.
Not money, mm-hmm. not sex, but children from the other families. Because it's getting back to the idea of being bonded and being one and being able to count on your mate, right or wrong. That you have possession of one person, your mate. That's your person. The one person you should be able to count on, right or wrong. And
right.
so that all these loyalty pulls come into that with the children.
Well, you know, I think everyone out there needs to know about Dr. Gail Gross's website. That's drgailgross.com, because she's got downloadable meditations and other great materials to help you understand how not to be the wicked step-parent and to understand how to be able to navigate around this. And Dr. Gross has a soon-to-be second book, Smart for Life.
Well,
look
actually,
out for
I
that
have
as well.
A book to follow that, Pam, which is called The Only Way Out is Through, which helps you navigate these stressful transitions.
Dr. That's Gross, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful wisdom with all of our listeners.
Thank you so much, Gail, and please look and listen to those eight rules that were just given to you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD.